In ink tones that range from pale gray to black, a profusion of fragile orchids rise behind a weathered rock. Their soft blossoms and long curving leaves contrast with straight thorny stalks at left and the single shoot of bamboo grass on the right. One of the orchid leaves rises above the others, connecting the painting with a poem inscribed above. The poet and painter are one and the same, Gyokuen Bonpo, a learned Zen monk active in the second half of the 14th century and early 15th century. His poem is entitled Mingled Fragrance of Cymbidium and Epidendrum, Two Types of Orchid. Bedecked in garlands, the dancing pair combines their rival fragrances. I urge you to sip their precious dew. Who could fashion anew these deep red tassels? He signed the verse, dashed off remembering the minister of Chu. This last line is the key to the symbolism of orchids and rocks in the artistic tradition of both China and Japan. The minister of Chu is China's earliest known poet, Chu Yuan. He wrote a long poem lamenting his disgrace when his loyal service to his king was shunned. He likened himself to the pure orchid hidden behind rocks that went unnoticed while slanderers, like gaudy weeds, gained favor. Ever since, the orchid has been a poignant symbol of the scholar's purity of heart as well as loyalty and integrity.